Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione with comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We are here another Monday, and we're back. We're ready to... We have a lot of topics today. It started off
Let's start off with Friday. We had a great show. All three of us were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Broadway Comedy Club, 9 o'clock.
Broadway show. Comedy Club.
Well, 9 o'clock, three packed house.
It was a packed house.
Three amigos were in the game. A few other young comedians, a few other people. But I'll tell you, I got to admit it. I take my hat off him. Only one comedian killed.
No, I don't think one comedian killed.
No, it was one. Ben Rosenfeld.
Ben Rosenfeld went up.
No, it was Mike. Mike was on his A game.
But Ben Rosenfeld went up and kicked the night off.
He did good. He got the crowd into a frenzy.
Right?
He put them off for you.
Okay, and then there was a few more young comedians. Why don't you mention their name to give them a plug?
One did Tony Brooklyn.
Okay.
And Pete Burdett. They both did very good. Mm-hmm. Tony Brooklyn did outstandingly well.
Mm-hmm.
According to the crowd that told me after the show. Giulio Gallarotti did good.
Yes.
Like the usual. Also, AJ...
TJ Del Reno.
I get all these guys mixed up.
One of our substitute hosts.
No, but he was good, though. He was good, too.
One of our replacement
Italians
on the show.
And I thank him for coming by.
Right.
To do the show. You know? Because I was not at the top of my game. I was all right. But I was not at the top of my game.
You had me laughing.
I've done much better. You know what I mean? Thank you, Mike. But I like to give a good full boom.
Right.
And I kind of slacked off there. And I had a stomachache all day, too.
So we were all on that show.
And it was a great show.
It was a great show. It was a great crowd. I had a blast. It was maybe the best spot of the weekend. It was a great spot.
Oh, yeah. You killed it. Especially with that monkey the jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple.
I ain't going to say it on air because, you know, we have to pay you then.
So. Yeah.
Got
to pay to see.
Yeah, to hear that joke. So.
You only get the beat.
No, I was dying in the fucking back. When he started, he got the roll about... He goes, with the virus thing, he goes, yeah, those monkeys, I don't trust, they're nasty fuckers, they're fucking ripping your face, or they're doing this to you, or they're doing that to you. I was fucking dying. The whole crowd was dying, too.
It was a great show. So then, what happened the rest of the weekend, Bobby? The rest of the weekend for you, what did you do Saturday?
I watched, Saturday I went out during the day, I did a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
And Sunday, football, and I was just, like, disgusted.
With the Giants?
And the Jets. I'm a New York fan.
Oh, yeah, the Jets lost.
So I root for all the New York teams.
Yeah.
I'm a Giant fan, but I like the Jets, too.
But I think the Jets lost, right, to the Green Bay?
Yeah. They all lost.
They lost, but they lost. Like, they were winning 21-0. They fucked it up the whole second half.
Hmm. All right, so you had a rough Sunday. Ben?
Had a rough Saturday. Rutgers lost. Snatched to
who?
Who added a jaws of victory from Penn State?
Who again did they lose to?
Your alma mater.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make a bet on the game?
But we were trash-talking through text. And might I say, if my quarterback played a third as good as my trash-talking text, we would have won.
Well, can I tell you something?
Five fucking interceptions.
It was close.
Even with the sanctions and everything else, Penn State will still beat fucking a team like Rutgers any day.
They lifted the sanctions.
I know. But
and Rutgers was ahead the first 58 minutes.
Listen. When Penn State gets rolling next couple of years again, they get a good recruiting going.
I agree with that. Once the recruiting gets going,
Penn State is a
Rutgers
big football will
take powerhouse. Its spot back as a community college team.
I mean, you can't replace Joe Pa, but they have some good coaches they'll get to go to Penn State.
Ben did start off with a... No, I think I started it.
You started it.
I think I started the trash talking.
You started the trash talking.
I brought it. Hold on for a second.
Are we
going to
do the back and forth? Are we going to read?
Well, my team did good again. Notre Dame.
Yeah,
you know what?
Only people who don't go to college root for Notre Dame.
First of all, that's a low blow.
I did go to college, Ben.
I got to say that's a low blow for
Ben. I did go to college, Ben, but I'm Irish. So since I was a kid, I rooted for Notre Dame.
But that's a rare low blow for Ben. He really took it beneath the belt. He's like,
He's been a real wise guy lately.
Wow.
Real wise in high school.
I mean, I don't think that you realize how
And
hard
I was so
they,
polite to him last week when we did the show.
Yeah.
We didn't hardly argue
about it. Good show last week.
What are you trying to say? It was a good show because Mike wasn't here?
You said that.
Was I not here last week?
I don't think
I was.
Where'd you go? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, yeah. Great shows in Cincinnati.
The Bengals Tigers, they got there.
Go Bananas. Rutgers play. Okay, here's
Mike.
Here's me. to Ben. Rutgers playing Penn State now. Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at the Rutgers bar watching 4th Avenue 13th Street. Come by if you want to get booed, smiley face. That's okay. Not trash talk. That's come by.
Here's my response. That was a little provocative.
Yeah,
text smiley face. That was a smiley face.
It was so playful. If you want to get booed,
that's a little gay.
No, if you want to get
you want to get food, smiley face.
Booed.
Okay, here's my response. These are texts, by the way, if you're just joining us. I didn't...
If you just joined... Something you have to download.
I didn't know there was a Rutgers bar. You guys are barely a school. Okay, so I ratcheted up a couple of notches with that one.
I just had a friendly invite while acknowledging you wouldn't be fully welcomed by others. You would be welcomed by me.
Go ahead, Ben. Your response.
Ha, we're such a big school. The Big 10 wanted us for the NYC media market. I couldn't find Happy Valley on a map.
Okay. Which is a slam. Everybody, back. Happy Valley square in the middle of Pennsylvania. All
right? It's right near New York, too. It's right near Binghamton.
There's a lot of great stuff
around
there.
A lot of schools going up there. Yeah, a lot of schools.
Isn't that one of your prisons up in Binghamton?
No, my uncle's a retired federal judge in Binghamton, who's 96 years old.
Okay. Here's my response text when he said about Happy Valley. Russians don't know what happy is or respect borders on a map.
Penn Staters don't respect borders on a child.
That was Ben's.
Wow, that's a really low
bar. Ah, it's a snap.
Because there's some really good people that went to Penn State.
And I respond, ha, I wondered how long that comment would take because I knew the kid thing would be coming up.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben.
I said, yeah, I didn't want to waste it on the obvious first response. Figured borders would be a decent surprise. I'm still waiting on your Ray Rice return joke. One might say I'm asking for it.
Here's the deal about the Ray Rice thing. His wife did smack him first and spit on him. Is he wrong for hitting him? I think so.
You should.
But the guy made it like, here's the deal, though. By the law, since everyone wants equal rights, if a woman hits a man, the man should have the right to hit the woman back. Whoever hits first, the other person has a right to hit them back. Plain and simple. No matter how bigger and stronger you are, someone hits you first, you should have the right to hit them back. Even Whoopi Goldberg said that.
So if a child hits you, you have the right
you're talking about a
strength differential there.
We're talking about grown adults.
But you're talking about a strength differential.
But sometimes when somebody takes a quick hit at you, your reaction is to take that blow.
I don't think that was a full...
It's not a stranger. If a strange woman attacks you, maybe. If she's just trying to mug you or something. If it's your wife,
I'm not supporting beating up women at all. I don't like that at all. I don't like violence on people at all. No, I don't.
Sounded pretty supportive, Bobby.
No, I don't. Okay, but I'm for women's rights. But here's the deal: if a woman attacks a guy, what if she's one of these Muhammad Ali's daughter or something like that, Layla Ali, and she walks up and punches you in the face? Well, you'd be knocked out then.
I think any of us would be knocked out. She's a professional fighter.
No.
No? Okay.
She might take me for a little ride there, but she ain't going to knock me out, by the way. One shot.
Okay, let's finish these texts and then we'll get back
to it. Not you either, because you got a big neck.
My response to the Ray Rice comment was, you're killing me, Ben. I don't even respond with violence. I say, you're killing me, Ben.
That sounds like I won the trash talk there.
You did.
10-0 at half, we're playing pretty well for barely a school.
Yeah, and now you're rubbing it in my face. You're Russia to my Lithuania, wherever you guys attack. And then my response is simply, niet.
Right.
And which is happened. A good Russian
response. The line started to roll at the end.
Okay. And then I text, big comeback, bro, because when we took the lead.
You won.
That's the best feeling, too.
Snatching and defeat from the jaws of victory, hashtag same old
Isn't that
Rutgers.
A great feeling? When you're losing and he's all hyped up.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to win.
Yep.
Talk shit to you.
Yep.
And he was planning on what the fuck to say to you today. And all that ruckus red shirt he would have been wearing and everything. Instead, the Nittany Lions came and stuck it up your keister.
Bobby is right. Russian we would have been keister. Talking about the game for much longer.
Oh, you would have been talking so much shit. Poor Mike, man. All the great years Penn State had, and he's had to hear something from a ruckus guy.
Yeah. Here's what are you guys thing. Even? Scarlet Knights?
Scarlet Knights. Wow. I'm beginning to feel that we're the Chicago Cubs of college football. We invented the sport.
No.
College football first game ever played was at Rutgers. And it's been downhill ever since.
Who was the coach who was like got some success there? He's a Italian.
Shiano,
and then got out.
Yeah, and then he went to Tampa, and then he got Tampa Bay NFL. Then
at least you're in the NFL. Then
that's big to be a coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he used to be like defensive coordinator for the Bears. He coached at Penn State too.
The defensive coordinator for Notre Dame, by the way, he bring it up, was my high school football coach, Brian Van Gorder.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
He had a great win.
Wow.
He had a great win.
They are great this year.
But I've noticed that coaching at that kind of a level is just like comedy. It takes you like 20 years to get anywhere.
Oh, yeah, especially
the. And you're always on the road and changing.
I don't know how those guys stay. That's a mystery. I'd like to read a book about that. How those guys stay married. It's unbelievable to me how they stay married.
Yeah, because they just put all day and night.
All day and night, and they.
Well, the wife's probably out there banging other dudes.
I don't know if that's
because they can make pretty good money.
Can they make money? But why do
Lane Kiffin?
But why do you assume the wife is banging other dudes?
Because the husband doesn't have time to do it. So she's banging some college freshmen in.
Interesting point. But do you think that the coaches know about it?
No. Wife keeps on the down low. And if he does know, he tries to keep it like he doesn't know. Because football's number one to him.
That's true. That's why I wonder why those guys can stay married.
Look maybe, at, what's it called? He's the coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Lombardi.
They said the guy, that's all he did.
Yeah, that's all he did.
He read bait football.
Yeah, it was insane. They did his documentary. I love that documentary. But he was the best coach. But he was a terrible husband and not a good father. Right. He was just never there.
Yeah, but if you're a wife that just wants to be, like, left alone to her devices, a football coach is ideal.
How many women do you know like that? Who want to be married but then left alone to their devices?
My wife did.
I'd want to be left alone to my
devices.
But
I was married.
You have no feelings. My wife did. You're a fucking maniac.
My wife is like, boy, I'm glad he's gone.
But they want to stay married, but they want alone to be alone.
Yeah, get alone time. Yeah, sounds nice.
All the time, alone time.
Yeah.
Ben, you're talking from your perspective.
Well, some people have arrangements like that.
All right. Yeah, and not the norm. Like, you know how many coaches there are? All work like that now. They all put on those
big time coaches, yeah.
Yeah, so it's amazing to me like how those guys stay married.
It's so complicated, those systems they do.
All right, let's get to the topics of Ray
Rice. Right, don't dismiss the topic like it was nothing.
That was a great topic, football, man.
It was a great topic, I feel like. It was a subject that people don't really talk about. And this podcast gives people the opportunity to really think
subjects that people don't talk about normally.
Subjects are a little beneath the surface,
a little avant-garde.
But because it's not
gay sex is avant-garde.
No, it's not. It's normal now. It's
but because it's not headline news, Ben,
I gotta
you
start
have
fucking
to
sheep
cover
now.
It up.
I got to start banging sheep. Gay sex is not normal.
Can I just say that I walked here from my yoga studio, moved. My yoga... I'm getting soft.
Where
my yoga studio... My voice is getting soft. I correct you. My yoga studio moved to the other side of the...
I think anyone who uses the word my yoga studio is soft
yeah, his yoga
to begin
studio.
With.
Like he owns
to the Grand, it moved to the other side of the Grand Central, so I had to walk on the other side of Astoria to get here. And I walked through an Arab neighborhood, and I'm not prejudiced, okay? But I walked... On the other side of Steinway. I walk past.
I've walked there.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Before you go there, anytime someone starts a sentence with, I'm not prejudiced, but.
They're prejudiced.
No,
I'm not
prejudiced.
There's going to be some prejudice coming out.
I'm not, because it's going to seem like I'm going to say something. But I passed 6 hookah lounges. 6 of them.
Oh, 6.
I'm yelling at you, the listener.
Before you get to the other side, they got about 6 of them.
Oh, Little Egypt. That's what that area is called.
Well, at least Egypt is friendly. 6 hookah lounges, and I passed, a butcher, like 3 butcher shops, one that said baby lamb, sheep, and goats, right on the awning. Okay,
they serve.
Okay, but it said baby lamb, sheep. It's a little cruel.
That's the most tender.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little bit cruel to us Westerners from
the
West? I don't know. So then,
veal's just baby cow.
All right, but at least I don't know. I've never seen it on an awning like that.
I've eaten things human beings should not put in their mouth.
Yeah, you telling me. Your personal life. Anyway.
What was one of the lounges called, Mike?
One of the lounges was called
the Hoka Lounge.
No, it was called the ISIS Lounge.
Wow.
ISIS. I'm not kidding. ISIS
no,
Lounge.
It wasn't.
I swear to God, it was called ISIS Lounge. I stopped and had to take a look at it. ISIS Lounge. And I'm wondering, like.
Are you sure it was the ISIL Lounge?
I wonder how many people have been in there.
What about the guy that had the license plate that said Hamas, but he spelled it with 2 M's? Someone saw it and they made him
took the license down.
Yeah,
that's easy. Then that,
because
that's
they tricked
them,
they
should all have
they
that.
Misspelled it,
but they should all have that. That way, if they commit something, then it's easy to get the license plate.
You know who it was? The Hamas.
Who?
It was a Palestinian kid. He had a Palestinian flag in his car, but he spelled Hamas wrong. He spelled it with 2 M's.
Mm-hmm.
So they let it get through
Good old New York public schools.
Not public schools. The problem with the transportation here. Motor vehicles.
Yeah.
That's who handles license plates, not public schools.
I meant public schools for not teaching the kid how to read in public schools.
He spelled it wrong on purpose so he can get it passed.
And public schools for, I'm sure whoever works at the DMV definitely went to public school.
Boy, this Ben is just knocking everybody.
He's mad.
He's the most educated guy in the world.
But he's mad because of the Rutgers loss.
And not only that, he's always talking about education and everything.
He's upset like he has feelings.
What kind of education does he have?
He's pretty barely.
No, he went to Rutgers.
But he went to Rutgers, but he got his master's.
Yeah, but
never got it, bro.
No, he never got it.
He quit.
His mother's still mad at him. Poor woman. She's a good woman, too, but...
Ray Rice
game.
It's tough to live with that.
You know, she has a pride, the Russian pride, that her little baby would grow up to be something, doctor, and make cure for something good in America. Big cure for a disease and do something good for the world.
I don't need this. My birthday's next week.
But no, you can't do this. Your birthday is not the next week, so we'll fuck with you this week.
What are we doing for Ben's birthday?
Take him to
Caroline's. Headlining Caroline's 9:30 September 24th, my actual birthday.
Wow.
$5 tickets if you use the code BDAY.
We have to go out and support.
Yeah. I don't think we're buying $5 tickets, though.
Well, you got a flight at like 5 a.m. the next day, so you're
excused. I'm in that area, so I have to come by and support, and it's for Ben's birthday.
Yeah.
Gotta do it.
Oh, also, we met Mike's girlfriend the other night.
The lovely Stephanie.
She's a very nice girl.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
She got a good sense of humor. She's nice. Beautiful girl also.
Yeah.
So Mike got a big upgrade there. He opened up in the world.
I'm doing good for myself.
And his comedy killed the other night, too. Yeah, he's got the beautiful girlfriend now.
Real
and
good.
She's nice. And could cook a cake.
She put a cake
real
in
real good pastries.
And she made a nice angel hair pasta on Sunday for me and the rest of the boys I live with.
Well, she didn't make you bring the pasta over today, so we can't vouch
this
for
is
that.
The way, let me,
that would have been really good. But it may have been pasta to your house and a little bit of plate to mine.
But I'm not. But I'm saying to you, I have to eat. This is not even a joke. We cook a pound, and then everybody has to eat it, and there can be no leftovers. Or else I'll eat it. I'll eat that before it gets here. It will never make it
here. You're a pastaholic?
Yeah, because if it's like sweets, like a tiramisu or something like that, I won't eat. I'll bring it here because I'm not really into it. But if it's pasta, I'll eat it. It won't make it to this location.
So you only bring us your leftovers, garbage that you don't want to eat is what I'm hearing.
That's not true, Ben. Why do you have to turn everything so goddamn negative?
He didn't say that. He said if it gets here, you can have whatever you can eat. But don't leave anything.
Because
he's going to finish it.
With the pasta, I can't. I'll break
can't
down.
Control yourself
I
around
can't control
pasta.
Myself around pasta.
Pasta's the new pussy.
Anything good. A linguine, or there's like hot and sweet sausage. Like, I can't turn it down.
All right.
Let's get to some of these topics.
Ray Ricegate. Last week on the podcast, I don't know if you were listening, Bobby and I pointed out how it was insane how TMZ got the video, but the NFL did not.
But they did have get the
video. Turns out the NFL had the video.
I don't think the commissioner got it.
He might have.
Yes, he did.
I don't think he's going to lie about it. Maybe he is.
Of course he'd lie about it.
I think
most likely happened, he saw it, thought he destroyed all copies of it, and it got leaked out. Because what happened...
Well, yeah, somebody else destroyed a copy. He didn't look at anything or sign anything.
No, of course he
didn't
sign anything.
To make sure. They probably told him, you don't want to look at this.
So he's not culpable.
Right. They probably just told him one of his aides. You don't want to look at this.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'll give you that.
Something like that. You know what I mean? You don't want to look at this.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Plausible deniability. But they knew.
No, but
they thought they
looked at it if the guy comes over and says, well.
Yeah, under oath, he can say that.
Right.
He never looked at it.
Because they have
the
FBI
ask the questions like, did you have knowledge of it? They'll just ask another question then.
He said, I might have heard of another tape, but I'm not going to see it around.
Yeah, then it becomes like that
wishy-washy. Yeah, the gray area. Like Oscar Petraeus there last week.
But I don't know, like, what they were... I don't know.
Here's the theory, because the hotel where it happened was going out of business last week or in 2 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier to bribe a security guard when they're about to close down, and that's how I think TMZ got it.
Wow, how is
Whereas
TMZ...
Whereas the NFL thought they were so big that the tape would never come out.
Because TMZ pays for them.
They pay, yeah.
So TMZ actually sunk Ray Rice. If it was just a thing that wasn't
TMZ
on tape.
TMZ sunk the NFL more than... I mean, they fucked up Rice, too. But Rice is actually thinking of suing the NFL for double jeopardy and appealing that suspension.
Well, I'll tell you, I believe he should be suspended for a little while. But not lose his whole career because of one mistake.
And because they already addressed it. If they hadn't addressed it,
but no, maybe. No, he's lived an exemplary life before and since then.
Doesn't he have a record? Didn't he do it before?
No.
No.
He's
been an exemplary life.
No.
Even his ex-coach says,
he always goes
this
back
guy was always a good guy.
Okay, yeah.
But that's why all the fans wore the shirts. His shirts are there in Baltimore.
I thought it was because they didn't like their wives.
That's what he also said. Yeah.
Okay, no, I agree with that. I think it was brutal the way he punched her, though.
And the way he reacted after the punch was even worse.
He dragged her out of the elevator like she was like...
Yeah, but they were both drunk in a casino. A mistake might have happened, okay? But since then, they've been doing well. He's never hit her again.
It happened two days ago.
I'm saying, they're happily married. Now they have a kid.
Right.
The only person that looks worse than Ray Rice in this is the NFL.
No, but not only that. Now, she's still with him.
Right.
And now you're going to try to take her living away from her now. She already got punched. Now you're going to give her a poor husband.
Yeah, that's true. It's just the punch wasn't... It wasn't a smack or a shake or a hit.
It was
an overhand.
But what about when Mike Tyson hit Robin Givens? He even talked about it. He said the hardest he ever hit anybody, he hit Robin Givens through one room, and she went through three different rooms before she landed.
Is that what he said?
On that interview. Remember when he was all drugged up? Okay. He didn't go to jail for that.
No, because there was no videotape of that.
But she even said he admitted it, and she said it.
Yeah, admitting
that would have been admissible in court.
But nah, I don't know if it can because it's like admitting you're not. It's not illegal to be on drugs. It's illegal to have drugs. It's like one of those things. Yeah, but it's like one of those things. If you admit to it, whatever, it's not admissible that way. Ben, you're Jewish. What's the law?
Possession is what gets you arrested.
Right, but if you're on drugs, you can go into a room.
Possession of a punch
a cop
in the face.
And be like, I'm on drugs.
But he deserved to punch Robin Givens in the face.
All right, I don't think anybody deserved a punch in the face, Bobby.
She was there just to rob the poor guy because she knew she was a little slow. Right. And she's a beautiful young girl. Mm-hmm. My mother used to do that too, you know. She got Dave Williams from the Yankees.
Yeah.
She got him for $800,000 because he gave her herpes.
Yeah, but
before that.
I believe that that's true too. But you know, getting punched in the face is
no one deserves to be punched.
No one deserves to be punched in the face. But I'll agree with you that she was out just to take
just for his money
just to rob him.
She was just out to rob him. Her mother taught her that. Her mother was a beautiful woman. Dave Winfield. She got hit for $800,000, but she taught her daughter go after these money guys because her daughter she was stunningly. Beautiful, Robin.
Yeah, let's get back to the National Fighting League for a minute.
Why do you hate the NFL, Ben? Is it because
I like the NFL?
What about Peterson?
That was the next topic. Thank you, Bobby. Bobby is on board.
No, but Ray, like, I think it's the. But see, in back in the '50s, this wouldn't have even been a
right.
Debate.
That's true. Right. These problems have always been occurring.
No, it's still wrong. They should address it.
Yeah, they should address it.
They should give him a few months.
They should address
suspension.
It.
I don't think suspending him forever.
I don't think so.
Is way overboard.
I mean, you can't. It's this idea. I have a real problem with this of just throwing people away.
It's a reaction. You can't throw people away.
No, they go by the court of public opinion.
Yeah, that's
seen
the
shot. You know what I mean?
Because like Rice told the commissioner exactly what happened back in March or whatever. There was no new facts. It was just that the video surfaced.
But he did tell him. Right,
and then
he
public
hit
opinion. People can't be swayed by people. Here's what I want to say. People have a naive view of things. They have a naive view,
simplistic.
And then they're shocked by it.
They don't know the whole story.
But it's not even that. It's just that they see something that somebody does they have a tendency to characterize somebody as all good or all bad. He did something good. He helped somebody in a wheelchair. He's great. Oh, he said some kind of a slur. He's evil. It's like, no, very few people are Hitler or Mother Teresa. We're all somewhere in between.
We've all done good and bad. We've all done good and bad.
I agree.
I've done a lot of bad in my life. I've done a lot of good in my life.
But there's a lot of people who don't want to give any leave. You cannot take these people and throw them away. You can't. They still have to live.
People do
they
rehabilitate themselves.
They still have to earn
themselves.
A living. They learn.
People do rehabilitate themselves.
Right.
There's a term I heard for it. It's called outrage porn, where people just like to get upset about whatever the current topic is. They overreact and then move to something else. It's a type of pornography, outrage porn. Not actual sex porn.
Who the fuck wants to see people just getting mad? That turns them on.
No, that's what people.
You watch that shit. You weirdo.
No, you don't watch it. I'm
you're
saying
real
all
sick,
the public opinion
weirdo.
Reaction is called outrage porn.
And you got a nice girlfriend too. I saw 2 weeks ago. I think she left you now. Did she leave you?
No, we're still together.
She's a nice girl.
No, thanks to you.
Hey, after you're watching all this outrage porn and everything, I don't think she watches that. She's a nice girl.
It's not actual porn.
It's not actual porn. It's people responding to whatever the topic of the day is, getting all upset, overreacting.
Yeah, who wants to see that shit?
And then... But there's a way... Listen,
I'd rather watch the Marx Brothers old movies.
There's a way there's a way to separate somebody from what they've done, from their actions, okay? They've done a deplorable... Like, this guy is deplorable. Like, there's no way to defend
him. Unless they did some, like, serial killing or some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Or the OJ murder, you know, stuff like that.
But what this guy did, the video... There's no way to defend it. No one's going to sit there and defend domestic abuse. But you can't defend it. But you have to separate sometimes... And the action from the person.
And he didn't defend it. He admitted to it.
Right. He admitted to it.
And she's still with him. And it's not happening again. Maybe they were both drinking that night. But she did spit at him and hit him, too, first. Not that he's still wrong for hitting her. I understand that because he's an athlete. But still, it should be... The law should be the same for men and women. Because it's true. Even Whoopi Goldberg said this the other day. Who's all for women's rights. Because if a woman attacks a man, he should have the right to hit her back. Not that he should or should hit her so hard, maybe just restrain her, but...
You should definitely have the right to restrain them. If you're significantly bigger than the other person...
He should have the right.
You should have the, but you should have the right to restrain. As far as... But you're
trying to restrain the person. Yeah. Sometimes that quick, you know what I mean, reaction...
I don't know. It's a losing situation.
I had it once. I mean,
I think the real takeaway here is Atlantic City is really shitty. Just go to Vegas.
Wow. Ben turned it. He turned it into a vacation commercial.
Well, Vegas sucks, too. And Atlantic City.
No, I agree. Don't gamble. Don't drink and gamble.
No, drink and gamble, I think, is the message.
The only time Vegas is good is when Mike Vecchione's headlining over there. Caesar's Palace. That's right. That'll be good.
Someday.
Oh, you'll get there.
Someday. I'm 41 now. Hopefully by the time I'm Social Security age, I'll be there.
Hey, so what?
To do my lounge act.
Listen.
Now pay me in Viagra. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I'm in a shame spiral. I'm shitting on myself.
Shame spiral. You did pretty fucking good Friday night there, buddy.
Yes, I did. I got to remember that. Those are the good times. Adrian Peterson. We go.
We already hit that. We already hit that.
No, we didn't.
Did we?
Oh, did we?
No, we said his name.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
It's a bad week for running backs.
What's worse? Wife beaters or child beaters? Who's worse?
I don't know the facts of this.
You don't know the facts.
He disciplined, and he's admitted to it. It's in like the court documents. He disciplined his kid by taking a stick with no leaves and hitting the kid, and apparently he had like welts that showed up.
Well, if it's like a little shot in the ass, it's happened to everyone. You know what I mean?
No, it was like he had to go to a hospital, it seems, and like or a doctor or something. So he got indicted for child abuse or endangering a child.
I don't know, man. I would have to look at like how violent the attack was.
He said that's how he was disciplined. It someone's like, what was fine in the 70s is now not okay.
It depends. It depends if it was, you know, excessive. I have a real problem of getting in the way of a father disciplining their kid. I have a real problem with it. I have a real problem with society stepping in. It has to be.
You shouldn't hit your kids.
All right, Ben.
Did your mother ever hit you, Ben?
Nope.
She should have. After you dropped out of the Caltech there.
Listen.
She should have killed
me. I have a real problem with you getting involved. It has to be so overstepped. For society to get involved.
Look, fine.
Now you have these kids now ready to call. They're ready to call child services on. I have a friend of mine. His daughter has emotional problems. He was trying to raise his daughter, and he never hit her, but she got mad. He was trying to discipline her, and she called child services, and the cop showed up, and the guy was like, "Hey, he's a South Philly guy. He's a great guy," and he's like, "Come in, kids, talk to me all you want. You want to raise her?" He went like, he's like, "You want to raise her? I'm struggling with her. What do you want me to do?" And I have a real feeling for that. So I think you have
kids cause the men of their parents sometimes will do that.
Yeah. And now because of the system, they don't realize they're in such legal trouble.
What could happen?
They're obviously kids shouldn't exploit it to their
kids
own.
Do.
Yeah, but you also shouldn't just beat the shit out of your kid.
Well, I've seen it happen where the kid never got hit. And
sure,
still,
but that's the 5% maximum. That's not the majority.
I've seen it happen. But the kid finally came to the senses and straightened up. Okay, now.
Great story,
my father. My father and my two uncles, the one who was a federal judge, they grew up in the born 1916, 1918, 1919, around that time. Their father beat them so bad, you have no idea. And he beat their mother, my grandmother, so bad, she had to leave. And I didn't notice, like, the 4 months ago on Facebook, my cousin puts a picture of my father and her father in an orphanage in 1928 in Staten Island during the Depression. But neither one of those brothers, my uncles or my father, beat us kids.
Okay. But I would say that that's...
They overcame the beatings they got.
That's a huge thing. My father did that too. He was beaten and he overcame. He never beat us. But that's a
so
huge...
So you shouldn't beat children.
No, you
shouldn't.
It sounds
like
right.
We're all in agreement.
Some people
you made it sound like I was talking crazy.
Some people get abused and then become abusers themselves.
Yeah, but I think that's the norm. I think once you get abused, you're 80%
you're more prone to abuse.
And kids who get beat are more likely to beat their wives.
Yeah,
I just made it up, but it sounds
no,
right.
No, but I'm saying, my father and his two brothers, ones I told you, the retired federal judge, and they all three were nice, honest, good, decent people. They overcame a lot. I couldn't believe that when I saw him in an orphanage.
Let's err on the side of not beating children. I don't think I'm going down on a limb on that one.
My kids beat me up.
No, you shouldn't beat your children, obviously, but it's a different thing when DHS or the society steps in. I think it really has to be. And maybe in this case,
when you're a kid, you're getting beat. You're like, no, Dad, stop hitting me, and they don't stop. Who's going to step in?
Yeah, it's being disciplined. I know you don't agree with it, but being disciplined, corporal, whatever you call it, punishment, is different than being randomly beaten.
Yeah, like somebody says, go get the belt.
There's the difference.
And then go get the belt, and they give you like a light tap. But it's the mental thing of going to get the belt.
Because I do not agree that you should never hit a kid. I don't agree with that. I think that 95% of the time, if you raise a kid the right way, you won't need to go there. But every once in a while, you'll get a knucklehead.
When my son was young?
You'll get a knucklehead who needs it.
When my son was 2 years old, like three, I went to spank him on his butt a little bit. And he gave me a look, like a dirty look. Like, what are you? You touch me, I'll kill you. Like that kind of look.
Yeah.
So I says, okay. I says, I'll never try to spank you again. I went in his room and I unplugged his little electronic games. Boy, he started crying. I go, now we know how to discipline this kid.
That's a good strategy. But I got hit. My mother, me and my sister were giggling in church. She said, be quiet. Be quiet. She gave us a warning a couple of times. And we just didn't knock it off. She took us home, one of us, one at a time in the room. Boom. Smack. But spanked us. It wasn't crazy, but one at a time. She took us in the room. We were little, and she spanked us. And then
spanking, I can
understand. Oh, wait. Let me tell you what happened. Now, here's the one. When my children were like five, my daughter was then, or younger, and my son was like 9 or 10, my mother, who never hit me before, she calls me. She's in a wheelchair. She was, you know, almost 80 years old. She's dying. She comes over and goes, Robert, come here. And I walk over to her. And she goes, pow! And she hits me in the face. She smacks me right in the face. I said, Ma, what is she? She never hit me in my life. She's a great woman. She goes, I just want to let you know, you're never too big for me to straighten you out, smack you in the face if you act stupid. But I said, I didn't act stupid. Then my aunt, who saw her sister, my Aunt Mary, goes, come here, Robert. She's another one. She's the greatest person in the world. She comes over and smacks me in the face, too. When I walked over there. These are like, they're in the 80s now, right before they passed away.
I kind of want to say, come here, Robert, and give him a smack.
No, she gave me the smack, and she goes like this. You must have did something to get your mother mad at you like that.
My uncles, there was a time we were living, I was like 13. My uncles, we were living next door to my uncles, and I would say hello to them, and they would just greet me with a smack in the face. Like, just kidding wise, but it hurt. They would just, I'd be like, hey, Unc, how are you? I'd go to hug them, and they would just, boom, smack me in the face. Hey, how are you? Boom, it smacked
me. Yeah,
I
can't blame them, though. I've seen your face. I'm going to smack you, too.
Oh, fun times.
Those are good guys, those uncles. You
Rutgers, know. Penn State, we already covered.
Ray
Rice, we covered.
ISIS. 20 countries are getting together to defeat ISIS, which means ISIS is going to win. Anytime you have 20 fucking governments, everyone needs to be all important. It's going to be a fucking
First
disaster
of all, ISIS,
shit show.
I believe ISIS is paid by the United States of America, supplied them with everything.
Oh my God, conspiracy.
Yeah, theory. So, and they want them to behead these people, act stupid. So that gives us a reason to go back over there
it's
and bomb.
True. Yeah, Obama wanted to go in last year. No one wanted to, so
get so some now he'll all of a sudden come up with a new organization. No one ever heard of ISIS.
Yeah, I never heard of it until 3 months ago.
Heads off.
You heard of it if you were over there and you got kidnapped.
No, they weren't.
Then you would be
they were not doing that yet. They just showed up all of a sudden. So now you got this, all of a sudden ISIS, they showed the beheadings on the TV so they can say, oh, these guys are going to come to America and behead us now. Just so they can get money from Congress so they can keep doing these drones and everything else, strikes. And
they operate over a lounge on Steinway.
Oh, yeah.
ISIS lounge.
iPhone 6 came out last week.
Wow, we really moved off ISIS really fast. I guess
we're in the turbo round.
We all dealt with it, huh? We dealt with
ISIS. What was your opinion on it?
I don't know. I just think that it's... I don't know if it's...
I believe the CIA bankrolled them just so they could act stupid, and then we can go keep bombing everybody over there and keep control of all the oil fields.
I think it's probably a real problem. I think because they're an organization, they're hiding in Syria. It's very hard for us to strike
Syria. No, we're allowed to strike now in Syria. The president said we're going to go into Syria and strike their force. See, this is why he did this. They have the ISIS come up, and they have stuff in Syria, and so we can bomb where we wanted to. Now we can just bomb freely there because we're after ISIS and not Syria.
What's interesting is a lot of Islamists from different countries are going into Syria to fight for ISIS.
To fight for ISIS?
Yeah. To make an Islamic state.
A lot of different people from all over the world are going there.
ISIS is not an Islamic, it's a terrorist organization.
Yeah, but am I right? They're saying
it's
Islamic.
Both. They're saying it's the Islamic Army or some shit.
But...
I forget what it stands for.
Real,
but you're a radical. If you're an ISIS, these beheadings.
But the real Islam, they don't.
As far as
they don't cut posts and cut heads off and stuff. There's good Islamic people,
right.
The majority of them.
There's good Islamic people who are not. But it's like Al Qaeda, right?
This is worse.
It's worse, but it's like
the United States pays them.
It's the same. It's the same type of radical behavior to like kill.
They're actually worse radicals because they're pumped up by the CIA, whoever gives them the money, and pumps them up. Doing these stupid things. So what happens?
Islamic State
inside of Syria.
In Syria and Iraq. Or Iraq.
But
and
actually
Syria.
It's ISIL, not ISIS.
So it's Islamic State, Iraq, and Syria.
Somebody stop the press. It's bensonabbreviations.com.
Islamic State in Syria and Iraq and Syria.
All I know is one thing. I think it's just phony. So
that
so we
sounds
bomb.
Like...
The United States
do they call themselves more. ISIS? Because this sounds
they
very Americanized.
They call themselves ISIL. ISIL is what they call themselves. ISIL.
What's that stand for?
I's taking money from the United States and I'm going to get bombed because I'm a fucking idiot. They're so stupid, these guys. They think, you know, they're getting money from here and there. They're getting the money from the CIA to act stupid so we can go over there, kill them, kill the Syrians, kill everybody else. And take over all that shit. Because we're America. And that's
why
I love
no
America.
We're taking over anything in Syria, man.
Assad can't do shit. What are you kidding? They didn't know these... They're going to let ISIS know them, get them. Right? And then we're going to just bomb them all out. That's how the United States...
It seems like nothing gets solved, ever.
In the Levant for ISIL. I don't know what the Levant is.
Nothing ever gets solved. It just
no, it's the whole Middle East is just all they know is fighting.
It's fighting and killing. It just seems like nothing ever gets solved.
But I think the United States, you know, has something to do with this kind of thing. But I like the United States because that keeps us on top of the game by destroying all these people.
We're not destroying them.
Yes, we are. And
destroying
we have
their lives.
No, we
so
have
that
to do that.
Going
to
be fighting.
It's one thing. You see, Israel, they sent out like flyers and everything before they bombed, and called people up, text messaged them, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they don't do that. They just they don't even hear that because the drones are pretty silent. All they hear is boom.
They drop my CDs before they bomb.
Oh, do they?
So it's like a bomb after a bomb.
It's like we
it's
want
a double bomb.
Well, at least the people are laughing while they're dying.
Now we want to torture you before we kill you.
No, I thought they're laughing listening to the mic stuff, and next thing you know, they get blown
muscle
up.
Muscle confusion before.
We have to go, oh, this guy's bit of 40, and then boom, they're dead.
That makes it better than what
I
said.
When you get to the last 5 minutes, all of a sudden, that's when the bombs start dropping.
iPhone 6, Ben. You're a tech...
Big iPhone.
You're a technology guy.
Big, finally, 3 years later than every other goddamn company, Apple has a big iPhone coming out. Big screen iPhone, 5.5 inches. They sold 4 million in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, but it's only a bigger screen. It has nothing, like, really...
Yeah, the main big feature is the screen.
Now, do women care if it's 5.5 inches or 8?
I think they would. I know
they
guys
like a bigger screen.
I know guys like a bigger screen.
Guys like a bigger screen.
Oh yeah.
as far as screens go, size matters.
Size matters.
Everyone's a size.
Are you getting an iPhone 6 since you live above a Verizon?
I live above a shoe store.
You live above an overpriced shoe store.
That could be a Verizon in a couple of weeks if they don't
sell it. I'll probably get one eventually. I didn't pre-buy it right away or anything.
But what about your contract, Ben? Is your contract up?
Yeah, because I have the 4S. I haven't upgraded in a few years.
Oh. Bobby?
I got the 5S. I'm very happy.
I have an iPhone 4. So, which is right up there with the rotary phone.
So you guys still don't have to buy the new plugs?
No.
Yeah, I don't want to get the new plugs, but I kind of want the big screen.
What is this, Ben?
But we can skip ahead. We're at 40 minutes, so let's see if there's any... Oh, Pistorius, we should probably hit that.
Yeah, Oscar Pistorius.
What is he, not guilty or guilty?
He was found not guilty of murder, but he was found guilty of negligent homicide.
Negligent homicide.
And
he could get five years in jail.
He's got five?
He could get five.
No, he'd get 15.
Could he?
Yeah, and she's going to give it to him, they say. She gives the max on these type of things because she knows this guy was wrong.
Yeah, I think
she does not like him, they said, because she knows this guy's full of shit, basically. But they cannot prove it beyond a reasonable doubt that he wasn't trying, but still negligent, because why would you sleep with a pillow under your bed and start shooting?
With a gun under the pillow.
Well, but so you take the gun out from under the pillow and then just start shooting through a bathroom door without knowing it was there.
I can't, from what I've heard about this case, it just sounds like bullshit.
Okay, it's bullshit. Just like OJ got the...
No, drug dealers did that.
You're right.
Just kidding. But it sounds like if you did it and then you were going to make up some bullshit story, that sounds like the
story. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't think he had a leg to stand on going into trial, but
wow.
I had to go for the chip shot. The chip shot. He didn't have a leg to stand on.
Bobby Cheap Shot, haha.
Hey, he was up there. I had to just shoot
him. Well, if he would have got it at a Kanye concert, he would have been forced
nice
to stand up.
Nice transition to our last topic. There you are.
See how he
Kanye treats everybody equal.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you're in a wheelchair, you still got to stand up, or he will not rap.
No, if you're in a wheelchair, you don't have to stand up. But you better be in a wheelchair.
That
otherwise,
just sounds like a slow news day.
But he was just kidding. Like, he wasn't like really angry the way he said
it. He probably meant it, but who
no,
cares?
But they said he was
he always
doing
says
good
crazy
at the concert.
Shit.
Money, power, respect, son.
You're that's the that lot. That's not Kanye.
I never really heard him before.
LOX, son.
I used to like Biggie Smalls.
Oh, I thought you were going to say PM Dawn.
PM Dawn, but that was a fat guy too, right?
Yeah.
We have no user tweets this week.
Come on. You guys said you guys didn't have a good podcast last week. Anytime I'm on, there's user tweets.
Maybe our podcast was so good, our friends had nothing to say.
You should have made up a fucking tweet, you fucking idiot. So we looked
I'm not
like,
going to
oh,
lie.
Boy.
I'm not going to be the NFL, Bobby, and lie about what I know and don't know.
If
I
knew
that, no,
if I
no
knew
tweets.
It, I would have came up with some phony fucking tweets.
What did you, Ben, you're really against the NFL. Let me tell you
they
something.
They look really bad in this.
It's very... It's a violent, violent sport, and people don't like to know how the sausage is made. They like to think of the fact that these guys run full speed into each other. It's ridiculous.
These guys
and
can run 4.1s, 4.2s. That weigh 280 pounds.
Oh, you're gonna live like a model citizen. You're gonna do that to your body and then live like a. It's violent, so it's the chances are it's gonna be more violent in your personal life.
That was the other thing that came out this week. The in the court documents, NFL expects a third of their players to get dementia.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's just natural.
Well,
sure.
The hits they take because the size of these guys and the speed they're running at. It's physics, man. You should be relate to this. The size of guys, these guys are 280 pounds.
Right.
Tonight, running 4.1s, 4.2s. These running back. These guys are like a freight train hitting each other. Bam.
Yeah.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give, but it's violent. And then in your personal life, it's more likely that you're going to be violent. I'm sorry.
Right, because you're trained to be violent every week out there.
Right.
So you're an aggressive personality.
Not just boxing, MMA.
Everything.
All that type of stuff.
Yeah, Mayweather's a real... doesn't he just beat his wife like every week or something?
No.
No,
Ben. He's trying to get his girlfriend back. No.
He does have a history of domestic abuse. But, I mean, you got to judge it on a case by case.
But that was the other problem with Rutgers and Penn State. I'm remembering things.
Whether they can go to either school.
No, that's not it. No, the game, the bar we were watching it at was supposed to play the Rutgers sound all game long.
Right.
Then the fucking fight started and they put on the fight sound and Rutgers started to fall apart. So I blame the bar.
The bar lost the game for them.
Oh my God.
It was the bar that lost the game.
The fight did happen. I'm a big boxing fan. The fight happened this weekend between Mayweather, Maidana too.
I was not. I did not like the fight.
I've never hated boxing so much as Saturday night when I couldn't hear the last half of the Rutgers game.
You did not want to get on Mayweather
is a great fighter, though.
He's a fantastic. He is a great fighter.
Yeah. So now we're never going back to that far, and I found it different.
He's one of the greatest fighters. I did not care for the way he fought that fight. It was a lot of holding. He fought the first four rounds unbelievable. But then Madonna wasn't as aggressive as he was in the first fight. And then Mayweather held him a lot, which I'm not a fan of.
Right,
I'm a fan of defensive fighting, but I'm not a fan of like punching and clinching.
He just went for the win because he had four rounds already.
He's just trying to survive.
Yeah,
get
I just
his paycheck.
I didn't like it. Well, usually he doesn't fight that way. Usually, that
sharp.
First fight was very, he was defensive, but he's very, very sharp. And he took some punches.
He can punch and counter punch. He counters like nobody.
Unbelievably. And
his counters are like nobody's. It's amazing.
It's amazing. So that fight I just really wasn't happy with. And the undercards weren't that good.
Because he's so skilled. You're used to seeing
such
that.
Such a skilled guy. Anybody who criticizes him like that and says, oh, he just knockouts. Like, you don't know boxing. You don't know boxing.
Well,
you don't
a
know
lot
what,
of MMA
how
guys,
brilliant that guy is.
A lot of MMA guys, though, are pretty mellow. That I know. A lot of real tough guys.
Yeah.
They don't like violence.
Well, I think
except
one of
in
those...
the ring. Like, they have more control of themselves.
I just think that a lot of it carries over. Just from being, just from a...
Well, football, definitely. I know I was in the
Marines.
But
any kind of contact, any kind of violence.
Yeah, just like
kind of
I was in the Marines.
Right.
You know, they teach you violence.
Right.
It's good for you.
Right.
You know? They said, you know why God loves Marines? Because we send them more souls than anyone. Things like that. This is what they put in your head every day.
Yeah.
So, how do you expect a guy to come out and all of a sudden be... peachy creamy?
Right.
Yeah.
You can't expect that. You can't expect it. But that's kind of the naive, I don't know how to say the word, Ben. Naivety?
Naivety.
Notice I asked Ben. The naivety of the situation that America has. You're going to run full speed. You're in a violent situation every day for years and years. And then expect none of that to carry over into your life.
And you know, they teach these coaches, like, smash him, get him, you know. To hurt, like, you know, to get these other players, push them back, smash them, blah, blah, blah.
But, hold on, to fight that back, Mike, 95% of football players don't have any legal problems. Most don't.
Most don't, but I would say that the incidence is higher in football than in regular life.
I don't know. That sounds like a math.
Basketball's worse.
Maybe higher, but if you got beat as a child... and you don't play, you're a garbage guy, now you're just working a garbage truck. Okay, but that's going to carry over then. So I don't know how to measure that.
So
I don't know how I would measure it.
Is...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you come from a violent past or you're in a violent job, you're more likely to commit violence than somebody who's had neither a violent past nor is in a violent job.
Sure, but I'm saying both of those percentages are still low. You're making it sound
I'm saying
like,
that it was a high, if either of those things are present in your life,
you're more likely
to be violent.
You're more likely to...
Right, but I'm saying it's going from 1% likelihood to 5%. You're making it sound like if you play football 98% of the time, you're going to beat your wife.
I'm not saying 98%. I'm saying the incidence is higher.
Most Marines...
Violence
pretty,
begets violence.
Yeah.
Sure.
Most Marines are pretty violent.
I don't like the way you said sure, Ben. I want an apology before this podcast is over.
Well, this podcast is ending now, so...
No, but a lot of Marine Corps guys, they're very violent.
Yeah, they're very violent, but they come from... You're making my point for me. But Ben just wants to fucking stick
so sometimes,
by...
Sometimes, you know, like I said, you get that training all the time, it's like you're always ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you can't...
I'm ready to go.
No, but a lot of guys
coming
back from these countries, Afghanistan,
right.
And everything.
Post-traumatic.
They're a little messed up mentally anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They might wake up in the middle of the night and their wife is laying there, but they think that she's attacking them or something, that she's an Iraqi. It happens.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things like that happen. It's not the guy's fault because they don't get the psychiatric care, the aftercare when they come out
that they
should.
The Veterans Affairs is all in shambles. Not giving the veterans the care they need.
When I was in, it was good.
All right, I think we've covered it. User tweets, tweet us next week, Ben.
At the PA Pod, THEPAPOD.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Where's Ted the Teddy Man?
Ted the Teddy Man took the week off, maybe. This video, should we plug it?
It's at the end. We'll just plug it. We should have started with it.
Yes.
We should. Most likely, Mike and I are releasing a new sketch video this week.
Yes.
It'll be on the Twitter feed, and we'll discuss it next week.
We'll discuss it next week.
And I got a new video coming out, too, with the Fat Baby crew. That should be coming out in a couple weeks.
Look for both of our videos on Twitter. We'll do it on the PA Pod. We'll do it on our own Twitter accounts. But we worked very hard on it, so it's a short video.
Mine's a big, like, one-hour special featuring me.
Gerbilectomy 2, The Return.
Featuring Bobby Haha.
Thank you for joining this week. Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. For comedian Ben Rosenfeld, comedian Bobby Haha, I'm comedian Mike Vecchione.
And Ben, remember, I pay your salary.
Have a great week!